Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton lesson, we're diving into psychoacoustic transition design for neuro drum and bass. And this is where transitions stop being just some riser before the drop and start becoming serious arrangement weapons. Because in neuro, a great transition doesn't just fill time, it changes perception. It changes how big the next section feels, how close it feels, how dangerous it feels, how heavy the first kick and bass note feel when they land. That's the whole game here. We're going to build a 4-bar pre-drop transition in Ableton Live using mostly stock tools, and the target is very specific. We want a drop that feels heavier, tighter, more inevitable, and more explosive without just making the transition louder and louder like a generic EDM build. By the end, you'll have a transition with a tonal riser, controlled noise, stereo collapse, a low-end vacuum, a fake pre-drop transient, a downward gravity suck, a post-impact width bloom, and a reusable Neuro FX rack you can save for future tunes. If you make darker rollers, tech step, halftime intros, or full Neuro slammers, this is gold. So let's frame the core idea first. In dense drum and bass, especially Neuro, the listener is already dealing with fast drums, complex bass design, and a lot of information. So your transition has to guide attention, not clutter the arrangement. We are not just adding excitement, we're shaping size, speed, tension, distance, impact, and weight. A really effective psychoacoustic arc goes like this. First, the sound feels far away and wide. Then it gets brighter, denser, and more urgent. Then it narrows and focuses toward the center. Then there's a brief vacuum or cutoff. Then the drop arrives dry, loud, solid, and wide again. That sequence works because the ear hears extra brightness as closer and more urgent. It hears narrowing before impact as focused pressure. It hears low-end removal as a setup for a bigger re-entry. And it hears width returning after mono-ish collapse as a real release. That is the blueprint. So let's build it in Ableton. Assume we're at 174 BPM, and the drop starts at bar 49. Create a 4-bar transition from bar 45 to 49. Set up dedicated tracks and label them clearly. FX noise, FX tonal riser, FX downlifter, pre-drop hit, reverse tail, and drop impact layer. Also create two return tracks. One is return A, long wash. The other is return B, distorted space. That organization matters more than people think. In advanced neuro production, transitions are often made of lots of small events rather than one giant obvious sweep. If your project is messy, you'll lose control of those details fast. Now before loading any devices, define the motion. Ask yourself what the listener should feel over these 4 bars. This is a good habit. Don't just throw samples at the timeline. Decide the emotional geometry first. Now let's build the tonal riser. On the FX tonal riser track, load operator. Use a saw wave on oscillator A. Add a sine on oscillator B at a low level, and if you want a little extra hostility, let oscillator B modulate slightly. Use a filter like MS2 or SMP, with resonance around 20-30%. Keep the envelope long, with medium release, because this is a sustained tension layer, not a pluck. Program one long note for 4 bars. Use either the root note of the drop or the fifth above. Both work well. The root usually feels more locked in and ominous. The fifth can feel slightly more lifted and unstable. Then process it. First, auto-filter. Start with a low pass around 1.2 kHz and automate it up to around 12 to 16 kHz across the 4 bars. Keep resonance around 25-35%. Add a little drive if available. Then saturator in analog clip mode. Add around 4 to 8 dB of drive, soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with level. Then frequency shifter. Automate a very small shift, from 0 to around plus 80 Hz over the 4 bars, with dry wet around 15 to 25%. Then hybrid reverb, algorithmic mode, media large size, pre-delay around 10 to 20 milliseconds, decay around 3 to 5 seconds, high cut around 7 to 9 kHz, and dry wet around 20 to 30%. And here's why this works. The opening filter gives you the feeling of approach. The slight frequency shifting adds in harmonic instability, which is really useful in Neuro because it sounds less generic and more menacing. Saturation increases density and aggression. Reverb gives scale and distance, so the sound can start big and foggy before being tightened later. Quick teacher note here. Avoid making every automation perfectly straight. In Ableton, bend some of those curves. Use a gentle S-shape, then let the final half bar accelerate a bit. Linear ramps often sound too polite. Menace usually lives in automation that feels like it's slipping. Now layer controlled noise on a separate track. On FX noise, you can use operator again, this time with a noise waveform. Keep the envelope long and use a filter. Then add an auto filter in high pass mode, starting around 2 kHz and rising toward 8 or 10 kHz. Add a touch of corpus or resonators very subtly, maybe 5 to 15% wet, tuned loosely to the root or fifth. This is nice because it gives the noise a tonal contour. It stops sounding like generic spray and starts sounding connected to the track. If you want grit, add a tiny bit of redux, very light, we're not trying to destroy it. Then put utility at the end and automate width. Early in the transition, let it be really wide, something like 150 to 180%. Then from around bar 48.4 onward, start reducing that width hard, maybe down to 0 to 40% by the last half beat. This is one of the biggest psychoacoustic tricks in the lesson. When a sound starts wide and then collapses toward mono right before impact, the brain reads that as pressure being compressed. Then when the drop opens back out, it feels physically larger. It's not just a stereo trick. This audio version is shortened for playback.